Hello?
Oh, hi, Brenton.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And
yes,
I didn't know.
I'm trying to get some things straightened out here. I apologize. You're just going to have to give me a little bit to get it paid, but I will get it paid here soon.
Okay. Okay. So one thing I can do to help you out a little bit, if the 149 is a stretch, is I'll at least put you into corporate pricing of 129 monthly. That'll at least save you $20 off the past due balance. And
okay.
I know you said you're working to get it straightened out. When are you thinking? It doesn't have to be today. You can push it off till next week if you like, but I just want to notate the account.
Right. I'm just trying to get this job accomplished. I had to let somebody go off the job, and we're actually planning on starting up a painting company.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it's still going to go right in line with this one. It's the same company, but we're going to talking right now about lining up another crew.
Okay.
We just got to find the right people. So there's just the one crew that we have right now is kind of paying for everything, keeping everything going. The other crew is going to be where the money actually really starts coming in.
It's okay.
So
the painting company will be under the same name, or will that change?
Yeah, it'll all be same name, just two crews. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that.
Oh,
but yeah.
That's cool. Good for you. So you're expanding, in essence.
So I've got a couple of connections where we can just get jobs back to back. You know, like just the next painting job, they're subbing them out because they have so much work.
Right.
So something like that. So that's what we're thinking about doing this winter. And then that way I have one crew. Whenever it comes back up, I want to be doing fences, decks, and resealing asphalt driveways. And then the other crew continue to paint. And we'll go into exterior and interior, obviously, because of whatever we're going to
nice.
Do in here. But
yeah,
I'm hoping to start getting two crews going. I just got to find the right people and put it together. So.
Okay, okay. So I want to make a suggestion, if I may. Right now, you're past due for 149, which I'm going to reduce to 129. But
right.
Come next week, Saturday, that will be past due for 2 months because
right.
of the signed terms and conditions that will continue to reoccur. So if there's
right.
any way that you can scrape it together before next Saturday, what I can
then
do once we get the green light is I can then push the next billing out 30 days. So that
okay.
would prevent 2 months. So let's say you can pay next week Tuesday, which is the 1st, then I can push the next billing out to December 1st for you. So that would probably
okay.
be a big help, you know, rather than having, you know, two payments due all at once, you know?
Okay. Is
yeah.
my account up and running?
So everything stays active, yes, when an account goes into suspension. It's just that the technicians don't do any active programming on the site. So you're, since October 5th, yeah, there's going to be some updates that we have to catch up on once this pays. And then if you looked at your website recently, bkrenovationsmo.com, you'll see that there's a little orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. So once
right.
the payment goes through, that notification comes down within one business day.
Yeah. See, we're working on a few things here because we've got to amp things up because we're kind of scraping through. I got 6 kids, so it's not, and my rent's like
wow.
$1,350 a month. So,
okay. Thank
so,
you for relaying
you know,
that.
Rent's gone up. Rent,
mm-hmm.
rent's higher than it used to be, and gas is higher than it used to be.
you know, yes.
It's just tougher to start a business now than I wish I would have had my stuff together about 2-3 years ago because, man, this would have been a cakewalk.
I see.
Because
so
I mean, everything at that time was $500
yeah.
a month. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm definitely not complaining about your guys' prices. I'm not complaining about anything on your guys' end at all. I just got to get some things together. I really, really want to get multiple sources of income going, and I'm
right.
working on all that. So because one source of income, you just can't like one source of income basically pays the bills, and then you can't do anything over that, and that's counting extra for the business, extra for the, you know what I mean? And that's where my struggle is, and it's just like, ugh, like I'm
yeah.
kind of struggling.
Well, I have another suggestion. Once we get this up to speed, hopefully, you know, before next week, Saturday, when it reoccurs, but once we get this up to speed, you can then just pay for the website hosting, if you like, of $29 a month. So that would be a more affordable option while you're in your transition stage. Or
so what do I have right now, just out of curiosity, because I like having the phone number.
Yes.
I have that, but that was a one-time payment, I believe, with you guys, obviously with the subscription. But,
right. The phone number, they didn't charge you extra for it. What you paid for was just for the greeting on there. You have a customized greeting on your phone number, and that stays with you. So even if you downgrade and change this to the $29 package, you'll still have the website and the hosting and the call tracking number. That will stay with you. What will unravel is the first page placement on Google and Bing and all the directories, all of the optimization to keep your business on the first page.
What's crazy, though, is that I'm not getting anything off of that.
Okay.
Everything that I have gotten is all referrals.
Okay.
I have not gotten anything from Google or anything at all. And I know that we've talked in the past, and I know that I don't have a location. So what that does is whenever, like, somebody else searches me, they look at basically people close to them, and a lot of people look on the map to see, okay, this person, or this person. And
right.
I mean, that's how I've always searched. But mine does not have a location. It's an area. So it'll come up in the list, but it does not come up on the map. And that's honestly what I really, really wanted. And I don't know how to do that, per se, because my location is in Richmond. But,
okay.
I would like to have it in the city. Now, I have my stepdad's address that he told me I could use, which is the 1154 Bluebird Lane in Liberty, which would be fantastic if we could use that as a location. Because I just feel like that is really what I've came for, is the Google Map. Because most people that I know of personally, they search Google Maps. They get on Google Maps and say, boom. You know what I mean?
Right. So the reason the address is hidden on there is because it's a home-based business. Google does that for a home-based business. So
Right. Let's
say that you were a painting company and you had an actual brick-and-mortar location, like an office space or a warehouse or something like that. Google
Right.
would then publish the address, and that's why there's certain pin marks on the map that have
there's not a way around that, because I can do that myself. I can put, I mean, I can't put myself at the top. You guys are the ones that do that, you know, as far as that goes. But as far as setting it up, you can set it up. I can personally set it up at an address, and it will pop up my deal at my house. Like, even my stepdad's neighbor's house, it pops up his business. I can search it right now, and it'll pop up his address. It shows his home. You know, but it does show his business, and it shows a location. So
whose address did you say the Bluebird was? Your father-in-law?
It's my stepdad, yes.
Your stepdad, okay. So
Yes. If
you think your stepdad is okay with having it published, once we get this payment up to speed, I can actually let that department know that you want to publish the address. So Google recommends hiding it for a home-based business just so that you don't have some, you know, disgruntled client showing up at his house at 2 a.m. looking for you. You know what I mean? But
Right. If
he's okay with having it published, then we can absolutely do it. But
Okay. Again, yeah. The
value to what we do is not in creating a listing or even publishing an address, because that you can even do on your own. The value to what we do is in the optimization. Right. And I think where you're kind of getting affected a little bit is that industry standard for this type of placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 30 to 45 days, right?
Yes,
so I always tell people, of course you'll see activity within your first and second month. However, it's the third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. And that's the problem, is that you, right when you were on the cusp of having this explode and do really good things for your business, the payments started not going through. So ever since October 5th, there haven't been any algorithm updates on your account. That's
right.
Why.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
And
but
I don't want to drop you guys. You guys you guys have had the best rate, you know, as far as, and I do want to be at the top of Google regardless whether I'm getting calls or not, just so if somebody does look me up, they can. I mean,
right.
You have to be on the map, you know what I mean? And then
exactly.
I can't, I mean, I know I could probably do all the research and figure out how to get to the top of Google, but I don't want to do that. That's not my expertise.
I had a client try that once, and it took him a lot more money and his time spent to do it, you know, because when you think about it, if I put you into the corporate. Right. So let's say, you know.
And it also changes all the time, too.
Exactly.
You're right. I've done enough research to know what to do, but it's kind of like drop shipping.
Exactly.
It's not a hard concept at all, but if you're not up to date and you're not doing it all the time, then you don't know what the hell you're doing. So.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. It's kind of like the old additive, can I do my own taxes and can I mow my own lawn? Of course I could, but I decide to hire people to do it. I probably get more money back in deductions by hiring a professional, and it's less that I have to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
So if you like, what I could do, Brenton, is I could update the card information now and then just process it next week. Because the
card that we have, it's
saying restricted, so I don't know. But it's a Visa ending in 1502. So I think maybe the bank sent
that is my bank account. I've got to get that. Yeah, I've got some funds that are moving around right now because of materials. So that's why that's like that. So, I should be able to pay this by Friday.
By Friday, okay. So I'll put a note in here that probably you'll be able to pay it by Friday. I'll send you my direct line again. I'm at extension 777, so if everything gets squared away, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you maybe Friday or Monday, okay?
Okay. I appreciate everything. And,
Of course.
Do you guys have anything? Because the biggest problem that I have is finding good people and the people that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Because going through friends and stuff, it's just my old friends I don't talk to. And it
seems
like the people that like to do this work, there are some really good people that are really good at this stuff, but they're really hard to find. Because there's a lot of people out there that will come to work and they say, oh, I know what I'm doing. But then when they actually get out there, you got to teach them everything, you got to hold their hand. I need go-getters that have done this and know what they're doing already. And do you have any recommendations as to trying to put that together? Because, I mean, man, if you don't have connections on doing this stuff, you don't have anything. You're just struggling.
Yes. So we can't put in that you are hiring or you're looking for skilled laborers on your keywords because that would affect your placement. But we absolutely could create a weekly post for you on your Google listing saying, you know, BK Renovations is now hiring skilled laborers. Please call. So we can create weekly posts for you that would help. You know, if people go online and they see your website, they can see that you're hiring. So that would, you know, definitely be an idea in order to get.
Is there anybody track how many views that website has gotten?
Yeah, I'm on your dashboard right now, and it's showing that it's been found 3,076 times on the first page of Google. You've had 18 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you, and 736 image views. So on the Google business page, we have uploaded some pictures. So there's been 736 views to those pictures. So you're doing fairly well, but again, it is this next month that you're really going to see the program pop.
Okay. Because out of 1,000 views, because that's kind of like YouTube. Like you can have 3,000 views, but you only have eight likes. You know what I mean? Like so that out of the 18 actions, that's where you're going to get the potential calls.
Right. So what I'm thinking is you're doing really good in the reviews department. You have two reviews on there with a 5-star rating. That will help you with your conversion, okay? So also, once the account's up to speed, I can have the technicians do a complete performance check on the account. And if there's any updates that will help the placement, they can perform those for you. But what I'll do is send you the review generator email again, because if you keep that up and get an extra 5-star review here and there, it helps you with your placement, but also with the higher conversion.
Okay, because I can get another 5-star review anytime you need. It's, we've done multiple jobs. Ceiling. We're actually about to be doing a deck for a guy. We just did a 460-foot metal fence with a automatic gate. That we're about to put on Thursday and Friday. It's a automatic drive-through gate.
Yeah.
Where they have the garage door opener and it just opens up. It's goes from 4 foot to 5 foot in the middle. Like it's awesome. And it's a
That sounds high end. You do some pretty, you know, what I would recommend is also if you have a cool project like that, send us some before and after photos, things like that. We can put that up on your site, and that will help you.
Right now, we're about to be doing a $20,000 deck. It's got all the top-end Trex materials, railing. It's a two-tier, so you have one level, and then it drops down a little bit, and it drops down right, and it's going to have a stairway right down into their fire pit that's out in the yard. We're doing that next. That's what we're working on next week.
Okay,
so,
okay.
We can do some really, really cool stuff. We just got to get it. You know, out there. And then, like I said, as far as painting, you don't have to advertise for. You just need a connection.
Right.
Interior painting. That's just, you know, that's just getting with somebody that subs it out or property management places, realtors, stuff like that. You can get in with those people and they'll just line you up with work. But the fences and the decks and all the extra stuff, you know, that people have a hard time finding that. So.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I understand. I put some notes in here so I don't forget when I talk to you on Friday that we'll be doing those weekly posts for you to help you find some skilled laborers and, you know, what your objective is with your company. And then I did send you the review generator in the email, and then that will help you, you know, since you have a lot of really cool projects that you've already done, to get another 5-star rating here and there. That will definitely help you.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't know if I can get a 5-star rating from the people that did the fence just because of the fact that they're just not technological. They're older.
Yeah.
So, but Steven, I can get two reviews off of them actually. I could have him and his wife, because we've done 3 projects at one house. I'll just have him do one and have her do one for each project.
That's what I love about our review generator email, is that you're in control of it. So you already know the people that you have in your database that would actually give you the 5-star review. And if you ever come across one of those clients that you bend backwards for and jump through hoops, and no matter what you do, you're not sure if they're happy or not, don't send this to them.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've had
a couple of those that make them happy. And I knew it before. That was actually what started my business. To actually get all legitimate, I went and got an LLC. I got an EIN number. And then I turned around and got business insurance. And I got Legal Shield over this lady before I even started this job, just because I knew it was going to end bad.
Wow.
And, I knew better. I knew better. But I was like, man, like I can't just give up. I'm not a person who just gives up. But we ended up only getting half the money. And then she only paid like $800 at the end. And it was a big house. It was a big 2-story house. We painted the entire exterior of the house, and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
But she wanted the whole thing primed. It was stucco. It did not need to be primed. I mean, it was stucco. So, I mean, it, that stuff, it just goes on perfectly. You just use a flat paint.
Yeah.
But we did it, and it looked awesome. But, man, there was like 50 windows that you had to cut in. And she wanted it all, and we did it for a cheaper rate. She was crying, she was like, about the price. Like, man, like, I just want to do this. I was like, okay, we'll do this. Then we get it on the job, and it's like, oh, I want this prime. Oh, now I want the whole thing prime. I'm like, okay, that means we're painting your whole house twice. She's like, well, what's the difference between one coat of primer, one coat of paint? I said, because it's more work. Every time you go buy more materials, I have to do more work.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Wow, yeah.
So,
yeah, we get that too. We get people sometimes that, you know, they want to be found, you know, in the entire northeastern region of the United States of America, and they want a custom web design, and there's things that we can do for them if they have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget, but, oh, no, I don't want to pay that. Well, then, you know, I always tell people, if you want a Rolls Royce, you can have a Rolls Royce, but you have to pay for it, you know?
Right. My parents always taught me you can want one hand shit and the other, see which one fills up faster.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, what a good analogy. That's awesome. So, okay, yeah. Well, I don't want to hold you up anymore. I put some notes. I'll call you probably around the same time on Friday, and we'll just pick up where we left off, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. You're welcome. Okay,
bye-bye. All right, bye.